How many men has El Sordo that are good?
Perhaps 8. We will see tonight. He is coming here.
He is a very practical man. He also has some dynamite. Not very much, though. You will speak with him.
Have you sent for him?
He comes every night. He is a neighbor. Also a friend as well as a comrade.
What do you think of him?
He is a very good man. Also very practical. In the business of the train, he was enormous.
And in the other bands?
Advising them in time, it should be possible to unite 50 rifles of a certain dependability.
How dependable?
Dependable within the gravity of the situation.
And how many cartridges per rifle?
Perhaps 20, depending on how many they would bring for this business, if they would come for this business. Remember thee that in this of a bridge there is no money and no loot, and in thy reservations of talking much danger, and that afterwards there must be a moving from these mountains. Many will oppose this of the bridge.
Clearly.
In this way it is better not to speak of it unnecessarily.
I am in accord.
Then after thou hast studied thy bridge, we will talk tonight with El Sordo.
I go down now with Anselmo.
Wake him then, she said. Do you want a carbine?
Thank you, he told her. It is good to have, but I will not use it. I go to look, not to make disturbances.
Thank you for what you have told me.
I like very much your way of speaking.
I try to speak frankly.
Then tell me what you saw on the hand.
No,
she said, and shook her head.
I saw nothing.
Go now to thy bridge. I will look after thy equipment.
Cover it, and that no one should touch it. It is better there than in the cave.
It shall be covered, and no one shall touch it, the woman of Pablo said.
Go now to thy bridge.
Anselmo, Robert Jordan said, putting his hand on the shoulder of the old man who lay sleeping, his head on his arms. The old man looked up.
Yes, he said.
Of course, let us go.